And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of December, 2016. It's the birthday of novelist Elizabeth Berg, born 1948, St. Paul, Minnesota. Most recent novel is Tapestry of Fortunes. It's the birthday of the author George Sanders, 1958, in Amarillo, Texas, grew up on the south side of Chicago. It's the birthday of the painter Georges Seurat, born in Paris, 1859, painted huge canvases with tiny dots of many colors, which became known as pointillism. Most famous painting, Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jetée. It took him about 2 years to paint it. It's the birthday of the engineer Peter Carl Goldmark, born in Budapest in 1906, came to this country and was hired by the Columbia Broadcasting System Laboratory, where he began working on a prototype for color television. He invented one, but the problem was it did not work with the black and white televisions that were already in people's homes, so it did not come into use. He also developed an electronic video recording system, which led to the development of the VCR. But CBS did not care for it because they didn't like the idea of people recording things in their homes. They thought it would hurt the broadcasting business, so nothing happened with it. But one of his inventions stood the test of time, and that was the long-playing record. He found a new, more flexible material for records, made the grooves narrower so that he could get the equivalent of 6 78 RPM records onto 1 33 1/3 LP, which became then the industry standard until CDs became popular in the 1980s. And it's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Ann Patchett, born in Los Angeles, 1963. Grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, best known for her novel Bel Canto, which begins with 57 men, 18 terrorists, and an opera singer holed up in a Peruvian mansion. She loved bookstores when she was a kid, and eventually she opened her own in Nashville and called it Parnassus. Her latest book, Commonwealth, is about her life growing up with four step-siblings. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, Hometown. Peace on my little town, a speck in the safe, comforting, impersonal immensity of Kansas. Benevolence like a gentle haze on its courthouse, the model of Greek pillars to me, on its quiet little bombshell of a library, on its continuous, hidden, efficient sewer system. Sharp, amazed, steadfast regard on its more upright citizenry, my nosy, incredible, delicious neighbors. Haunting invasion of a train whistle to my friends, moon gilding regular breaths of the old memories to them, the old whispers, old attempts, old beauties, ever new. Peace on my little town, haze blessed, sun friended, dreaming sleepy days under the world champion sky. Hometown, a poem by William Stafford from Another World Instead, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry, more at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.